Would Tennessee whiskey by any other name taste as sweet? A debate in Tennessee is on simmer over a bill to distill. Sorry, that was irresistible. A legal definition of what makes Tennessee whiskey Tennessee. The state legislature passed a bill last year saying whiskey can be labeled Tennessee only if it's made in the state from a mash that's 51% corn, trickles through maple charcoal, and is aged in new charred oak barrels. Now, there's some precedent in the spirits world. A sparkling wine is champagne only if it's from the Champagne region of France. Scotch whiskey is from Scotland, and tequila from blue agave grown in Mexico. The Brown-Forman Corporation, which makes Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey in Lynchburg, likes the law. They credit their founder, Mr. Daniel, with steeping his mash in maple charcoal to mellow the drink. Jack Daniel sells about 90% of the Tennessee whiskey in the world, and Jeff Arnett, their master distiller, has said, "We shouldn't do anything that would make Tennessee whiskey an inferior product." But Diageo PLC, British company, wouldn't you know, that owns Smirnoff Vodka, Johnny Walker Scotch, bought the George Dickel Distillery, which has been making what they consider equally Tennessee whiskey since 1870. A Diageo spokesperson says, "We're in favor of flexibility that lets all distillers, large and small, make Tennessee whiskey the way their family recipes tell them." Now, there's a history of Tennessee families making whiskey, licensed or not, that goes back to moonshining days, and there's small craft distillers today, artisanal moonshiners, if you please, who make whiskey, as Phil Pritchard of Pritchard's Distillery puts it, according to our own methods, with our own ingredients of choice and our own techniques. They believe they're as Tennessee as Mr. Daniel. So some representatives now have what sounds like lawmakers' remorse for the bill. Representative Ryan Haynes, who chairs the state government committee, now says it's wrong for the government to codify recipes. This week they moved the matter to summer study. Sounds like a nice summer. Study Tennessee whiskey on a porch, at twilight, over Lookout Mountain, a small glass in hand, and watch the sheriff chase those artisanal moonshiners.
Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town, the revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
And there was thunder, thunder, over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, twice the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. On the 1st of April, 1954, the federal man sent word he'd better make...
Can you believe? That's Robert Mitchum. You're listening to NPR News.